That part of the week again where you need to start thinking of your fantasy football team. We're getting ourselves ready for game week 10, and with loads of top tips, let's hear from Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon.
It was a busy week in the Premier League. Last time out, some unexpected scores. What did you make from a fantasy football perspective of what happened?
Well, I think the most unexpected thing wasn't necessarily a score. It was the team sheets. And in particular, there had been a very heavy investment in Manchester City assets after they humbled Stoke the week before, understandably. And there was a lot of disappointment at this weekend. So Sterling, who did ever so well the week before, benched. Jesus benched as well for the Burnley game. The former, Sterling, didn't get any minutes at all. So they got 28 points between them the week before. They got 1 point between them this week. A lot of disappointment there. Otamendi, though, did get 15. He's in defence. There's still points there. Sané got another good score. He got a good score before. And Aguero came and scored. So there's lots of points there at Man City still. But will they be on the pitch? So a key is to look at minutes, really. So that's a lesson to learn there. Have a look at the minutes. Otamendi, he's getting the most minutes. He's pretty much going to be nailed on. Had a nice rest in midweek as well. Then David Silva and then Kevin De Bruyne. Both of those rested as well midweek. Silva in particular didn't get any minutes at all. So if you're looking at the attackers, the Sterling, Sané, Bernardo Silva in midfield, and then you're looking at Jesus and Aguero, they're all great, but they're not going to play every match, and you've just got to basically suck it up.
This is where fantasy football managers are maybe suffering a bit, isn't it, Joe, with the fact they've got all these, the luxury of all these assets. It just means that if you're trying to play fantasy football, you can't second guess who exactly is going to play when.
You can't. You've just got to accept that they won't, but you've got to also accept that they're really good. So another lesson was that Kane can finally score at Wembley. This is very important because we know he's good. We know he had good underlying stats. We now know that it's not some kind of weird Wembley curse. He can actually score there in the league. He got 2 goals against Liverpool, 16 points. That came in very handy to people who were missing Sterling and the like. And the final lesson was really a bit more local, really, about Huddersfield. They're just not going to roll over. So it's not that they've had a good start and that's it over. So they pretty much eased past, I would say, a very error-prone Manchester United side. And once Jones was off for them and Lindelof was there, the Mourinho bus just came tumbling off the road. And Huddersfield had 5 attempts, 4 in the box, 3 on target. That's really good stats, especially against Manchester United. Manchester United matched them for shots on target, but they had to take many more. So they're not, in terms of Huddersfield, they were just less accurate. They also made 2 very key errors in defence. Huddersfield capitalised on them. They scored from both of those. So that's a really good lesson to learn there. Huddersfield are not going to go away quietly.
Do you suspect as well Victor Lindelof won't be accruing many fantasy football points in the coming weeks?
No, well, we always knew. Mourinho has been fielding him in the Champions League, felt that his game was more suited to that more slower pace of continental kind of Champions League football as it can be, and the Premier League might be a bit much for him. It has proved it's too much for him, so he came across Huddersfield and that's the end of him. So obviously he will play if they haven't got anyone else, but Mourinho will be doing everything he can to get Eric Bailly and Jones back on that pitch and Lindelof away from a Premier League pitch in the near future.
Certainly Lindelof, with the question being asked, can he do it on a wet, windy Saturday afternoon in West Yorkshire? The answer is no. With Huddersfield, though, they take on Liverpool this weekend. Now that Huddersfield have had their mini blip after the great start, are you suddenly seeing more people looking again at Huddersfield players? And to go to the other side of the ball on Saturday, are you seeing people looking at Liverpool's form and maybe moving away from them slightly?
Well, no, what we're actually seeing, so we're seeing with Huddersfield, people are not rushing to get them in. They're looking at the fixtures as well, where they've got Liverpool up next. So Moy is probably the most popular at the moment. And also, but also not. So he's had 13,000 transfers in, 13,000 out. So his net is kind of zero, really. De Poitra, 5,000 in, 1,000 out. So it's like these are small figures, really. And considering you've got a market of 5 million players, these are tiny, tiny figures, really. So we're not really seeing much interest in Huddersfield. They've probably had a look at the fixture list as well with it. Liverpool, we are. So despite that terrible result at Wembley, much bigger numbers there, and that's because they've got a great set of fixtures coming up. That's if you think that they can beat Huddersfield. So obviously for Huddersfield fans, that's probably not a great fixture for Liverpool. So Salah, he's in net transfers in, taking taking into account those outs and ins there, 50,000 in, and Coutinho as well, 20,000 in. They are both very good players to have for the coming weeks, I think, and especially this weekend, if we think Huddersfield are going to get beaten.
Now, Joe, when it comes to this weekend, three players who you would say are well worth looking at, who would you suggest?
Well, I'm going to go for Salah. Out of the Salah Coutinho kind of double act, I'm going to go for Salah. He's just in the box more often, so he's got more chances of scoring. So his goal against Spurs was his fifth. He's fired more shots in the penalty area and more shots on target than any other Fantasy Premier League midfielder. Indeed, only Kane has had more shots on target than the Egyptians. So, however, Huddersfield's defence should not be overlooked, and we shouldn't be taking them lightly. They can prove stubborn. Only three sides have allowed fewer shots in away matches than the Terriers. So that's pretty good going for them. So, yeah, I still bet Salah's going to score, though. Richarlison against Stoke. Watford man, very young Brazilian, very exciting. Scored three goals and four assists already. He's had more shots than any other midfielder this season. So he faces a Stoke side that has conceded 20 goals away. 20 goals, that is Premier League high at the moment. And the third one, I'm going to go for David Silva against West Brom. So it's a Man City player. He was nicely rested for the midweek League Cup game. He tends to be favoured as well. As I said earlier, with the looking at the minutes, he is very much favoured to be starting most matches. So I think he's going to start. I think he's going to do well. He's only failed to deliver an attacking return once away from home, and that was against Chelsea. He's averaging 7 fantasy Premier League points away from home. They're going to West Brom. 5.2 at home. So his home record's quite good, but his away record's exceptional. So David Silva's my City pick.
Well, if you want some more top tips for your fantasy football team, have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Give these guys a follow on Twitter as well. They are at FFScout. For this time, though, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.